And after Donald Trump's event in Washington this morning, he did something that has angered the reporters following him. He left the event to tour his new hotel, and the pool reporters were kept from going with him. They then voted to pull the camera from Trump's hotel tour and not air footage. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this comes after something, another Trump event that happened at another Trump event in New Hampshire last night. He started talking before his traveling press corps arrived, and then he bragged about it to the crowd. Here he is.
I have really good news for you. I just heard that the press is stuck on their airplane. They can't get here. I love it. So they're trying to get here now. They're going to be about 30 minutes late. They called us and said, could you wait? I said, absolutely not. Let's get going. Right?
David, what's this all about?
Well, look, you're never going to go wrong at certain Republican events, particularly for this candidate, beating up on the media, making them look bad. But I think this is an expression of Trump's true contempt for the press. And I also think it's an expression of his willingness and ability to manipulate the press to get them to cover him on his terms, as has been shown again and again and truly shown today.
What about this press protest against him that the pool reporters said, OK, you're not going to let us send reporters with you who can ask you tough questions after the statement that you made that Obama was born in the United States? Then we're not going to air the footage of your hotel.
Well, let's be very clear. The press the press pooled together, decided to draw a line and say this is too much. We're not going to do an infomercial for this man's hotel, for this development at the old post office pavilion in downtown D.C. that he's, you know, making into his kind of luxury hotel resort. We're just not going to do that. But they had already been punked, if you will. They had already been lured into covering essentially an infomercial for the hotel and a series of endorsements from fairly unknown, if worthy, military figures and veterans who were speaking and vouching for Trump in a way that would not be ordinarily newsworthy and would not be national television. And yet all of the cable networks were there taking his feed live for an extensive period of time simply because he had juiced them by saying, I will be addressing the birther controversy. I will be talking about President Obama. He teased that in a conversation this morning with Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business Network, and the networks all followed when he said, no, we're going to keep the suspense going. Tune in. They all tuned in.
Do you think that's likely to change?
You know, it's like Lucy in the football. It may well be that a line was drawn here, perhaps too many months too late, in terms of turning over discretion of when we make coverage to the Trump campaign. I got to say, I was asked at one point this week by a cable news producer to show up on a show and to talk about Trump and his comment made a couple of times that he didn't really want a moderator at the presidential debates.
Right.
I said, how do you know he's not just, pulling our chain like he has in so many ways as the media? How do you know this is serious? This producer says, I don't know. We're well past that. We have no control over our own coverage anymore.
Well, let me ask you to contrast the Trump relationship with the media. And we know that he's had a media blacklist for organizations when he didn't like their coverage, with his vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence, who has been in the past a big proponent of press freedom. Here he is on the floor of the House in 2007.
Our founders did not include the freedom of the press in the First Amendment because they got good press. They included it there because they believed in limited government, they believed in the survival of liberty, and they understood that the press plays in our society, and as we seek to promote it through this caucus, in other societies, the press is that agency of progress, that agency of accountability that makes freedom possible and sustains freedom.
Does Pence still have that view, as far as you can tell, David?
Well, it's worth remembering Mike Pence came up as a conservative radio talk show host. He was called memorably a decaffeinated Rush Limbaugh. And he took from that experience when he went into the House of Representatives and Congress a sense of an advocacy for open press and freedom of press. And he was an advocate of the Shield Law to protect journalists trying to shield their sources from prosecutors and others trying to get information. And he, you know, in this case, this clip was very moving. You know, he talks about the importance of helping journalists in Russia hold oligarchs and hold the powerful government officials and essentially hold Vladimir Putin accountable. He now has had to twist and turn and praise of Vladimir Putin because of Donald Trump's professed admiration for the Russian strongman. And it seems as though, you know, it is a sign of the ways in which Pence has had to accommodate himself to views that he doesn't necessarily hold.
Just briefly, David, I want to ask you about the Clinton campaign, because they've come under a lot of pressure because they didn't tell the press what was going on with the pneumonia right away.
Yeah, and I think that that's a problem. You know, you heard a lot of political pundits saying, well, that's a mistake. It plays into the narrative that she's stingy with information and withholding. But, you know, that's really my job as the media critic. The real problem here is you have these two candidates, one of whom would be the oldest ever president to take office, Donald Trump. The other, Hillary Clinton, would be the second oldest. We deserve to know if something's ailing her, if she has pneumonia. We need to know that before she falters so we don't misinterpret that. We deserve this information because it's a sign of how she'll govern in terms of transparency, but also we deserve to know as a nation how her health is doing. The pneumonia, not so very serious, but a concern. Yeah. And if we don't know at all, it's a problem.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.